Remember the old refrain, will you still need me, will you still feed me when I'm 64? Byerly is 64 years old, and we still hear from people about the trailers Walter Byerly built back in the 40s and 50s. We found a 1958 model in great shape, and after a little refurbishing, it's ready to hit the road again. Another man sent me a picture with a caption, all I remember is that Grandpa lived in it, and Grandma would bring him dinner every night from the front house. I bet there's more to that story. It's fun owning a company with such a history. Imagine the stories you could create in an RV from Byerly in Eureka.
For the rest of your life.
Byerly Trailer.
For the rest of your life.
Byerly Trailer.
Rediscover your family. Show them you care for the rest of your life.
You gotta be there.
Check us out at ByerlyRV.com.
Hey, it's John Carney for Allen Roofing, and with storm season, again, the top of your house getting a beating. Turn to a name you can trust, people that are local and have been here a while. And when I say a while, I mean 1972. Contractor Magazine has named them one of the tops in the country. So for your siding, for your gutters, for your roof, turn to somebody and somebody here. They've done their homework. Do yours. Allen Roofing, online at aroofing.net.
Flooring takes more abuse than any product you'll ever put into your home. To withstand that wear and tear requires a solid product and a superb installation. You get both from the contractor members of the Flooring Industry Council. Call the Flooring Industry Council at 314-968-3522 or visit ficstl.org to find a contractor near you. Again, that's 314-968-3522.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware.
Does your lawn need a boost? Well, now's the time to kill those unwanted weeds and green up your grass with Scott's Turf Builder Weed and Feed. Ace is offering a great BOGO special. Buy one 5,000 square foot bag of Scott's Turf Builder Weed and Feed and get a bag of Scott's Turf Builder for free. Hurry into your local participating Ace hardware store. This offer is only good from June 1st through the 8th.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
I hated my old countertops. I was embarrassed to have people over to my house and didn't even want to cook in my own kitchen until I discovered Transform by Caesarstone. Transform is this luxurious layer of quartz that was installed over my existing countertops in just a few hours. My beautiful new surfaces are scratch and stain resistant, never need to be sealed, and they're guaranteed for life. Visit transformyourkitchen.com or stop by a participating Lowe's today to give your outdated surfaces the transformation they've been waiting for.
If you're turning 65 this year, you face one of the most critical choices for your retirement game plan, enrolling in Medicare Part B and choosing your Medicare supplement. I will help you safely navigate this process and find the health insurance plan that best works with your new Medicare coverage. Getting started is easy. Call me at 314-863-0008, 314-863-0008 to arrange for a free health insurance coaching session or email me at Aaron@jblfinancial.com.
Playhouse is on the air. Turn the volume up. We've got lots to share. Listen in your car or your underwear. Great opinions on the air.
So join his partners and him.
There's no fun left on
FM.
Oh, we're full of chat. Full of chit. And we think you'll get lots of
diarrhea
from it.
And that's the way you got to say it, because you're in a hurry.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, what's wrong, Mr. Jack?
Can't talk. Gotta go.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to the June 1st edition of Pinions Playhouse, brought to you by Ballast Dental Care. The joke will be brought to you by Window World. That's right. Window World, the number one selling replacement window in the United States. And Ballast Dental Care, as far as I'm concerned, the number one dental clinic. I can't prove it. Haven't been to the others. Haven't been anywhere else for 44 years. But I read email. And I read all the time email from people who've been other places, and they agree. Ballast Dental Care, it's the one.
Hey!
Well, Let's see who's running the control board today. Why, it's Eon the Peon. Peon, say hi to your sponsor.
I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They are financial advisors with Stifel Nicolaus, which is a member of the SIPC and NYSE. And if you are concerned about the future of your investments, it may be a smart idea to get a fresh perspective with Mark and Jason. For their phone number and more, go to
markandjason.com.
Hello to the chicks.
It gives me great pleasure to introduce one of the founding members of the Johnny Seven Band, an original, the bass player for the band, Dan Strauss. He's in the house with his trouser mouse. Dan, how's it going?
Great, and thank you so much.
You're
it's
welcome.
The Seventh Planet Band.
That's
I know.
It.
Yeah, the Seventh Planet Band. But
that's it.
Hi, everybody.
He Jimenez, in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven. And I'm going to tell you, that rat boy, he may seem kind of one-dimensional, but this guy has some ideas. You remember all his great ideas to incorporate his favorite thing?
Right.
Now he wants to do a forum, sort of an online forum, where people can get on and talk about all the different varieties of his favorite thing. It's something chat. What's it called?
Cheese.
Cheese chat. I like it.
Cheese chat.
You got a cheese question?
Yeah.
You just get on cheese chat. With Rat Boy. I think you're on to something there, Rat Boy. Give it up for Bruce Limprist and the All Boy Orchestra.
And then when you talk about Swiss cheese, I'll go, there's some holes in that story.
He's busting a gut over there. With his own joke, he's busting a gut.
What?
Nothing. Okay. I didn't say anything. I don't know what you...
He could barely talk. He was laughing so hard.
He's the one. Now you're snorting.
I
you know
snorted.
What? You always
I
calling
know.
Other people out for snorting. And you snorted. Play it back. Maybe he doesn't know how irritating it sounded. We'll play it back for you. Here you are 5 seconds ago. This is what it sounded like on the air.
Oh.
On the air.
Oh, man.
Huh?
That's horrible.
Proud of that?
Yeah. No, I'm not proud.
If we all got as big a kick out of ourselves and about everything that happens as Dan, what a wonderful world this would be.
I wish I felt like that.
Oh, man.
I don't know that I've ever been as happy any day of my life.
No, I know I haven't.
As Dan is every day. That's a great trait.
It's just the stupidity of things that come out of my mouth sometimes.
No, I think even that one he thought was funny.
I know.
Unbelievable. Oh, I think it was not funny. Toothache. And there's a very distinctive pain to a toothache. It's not like any other pain. It's that... somebody jammed a fork down a cavity and hit a nerve, kind of, it goes from your tooth right down through your jaw. I have not had a toothache in 50 years, probably. Lucky, partly. Born with some good enamel, I guess. I've had cavities, I've had fillings, but I remember the feel of a toothache. I also remember what it's like to be afraid to go to the doctor, the dentist, to be as petrified at the thought of going to the dentist as I was about getting a shot at the doctor's office. I can't be the only kid that if I even saw a needle, I thought, oh, no, this is, if there's any way I can get out of this, this is the worst thing you could get is a shot. There are a lot of people that are even more afraid of going to the dentist, and for good reason. Some dentist hurt them bad. And they walked out of there thinking, that's it, I'm not going to the dentist. And then they didn't go to the dentist for years in some cases. Not to worry. No worries. A lot of people like to say that now. No worries. Well, that's exactly what you'll be saying once you've made your first appointment at Ballast Dental Care. Never again will you be afraid, anxious, scared, gone, over with. So get rid of your dentist if you're not crazy. If you're not crazy about your dentist. Give him or her the pink slip and come on over and join us at Ballast Dental Care, the corner of Ballast and Clayton Roads, ballastdentalcare.com. Holiday Road, that means we're going to talk to the man who's on the road, except when he's not on the road, he's on the air and he's talking to us. His name is Bill Cleveland, and for the very first time, starting today, he's brought to you by Window World. Ha! How about that? Window World steps in and goes, I'll save the day. And they did. Number one selling replacement window in the United States. Window World presents our Charles Kuralt. Fast forward 30 years. Bill Cleveland. Ah, there you go. Push that button. How you doing, Bill?
Hey, I'm great. How are you this afternoon?
Terrific. How are you, Pete? Are you okay?
Good.
Dan, are you okay?
Yes, I'm
Everybody's
fine.
Good.
Great.
Good to hear that. I'm actually on the road, technically, headed to the beautiful Kirkwood Public Library. I'm on the library circuit now.
Frank. That sounds exciting. Well, it wasn't exciting years ago, but now this is a whole different library we're talking about.
What do you mean?
Well, I mean...
Oh, you mean it's like what's available?
Yeah, I mean, look, movies and digital stuff, video, access to computers.
Actually, but it's still busy. People still go to the library. I had not had a library card since I was probably 13 years old. So
I was going to ask you, do you still actually get a library card?
Sure. Yeah, they give you a library card, and then you have, I think most people get a little deal they put on their keychain. So it's a real little plastic thing you put on there, and they scan it when you check out books and things. So.
Okay. And what's the standard checkout time? What was it always, like a week you keep a book out?
Do you remember? So they used. I remember even in school, you would have to. They would have the little. Oh my gosh, the little pocket on the inside of the book. Remember
exactly
that?
With a card.
Pulled out that little and they stamped it.
You could see the people who checked it out before you. Their names were on there and crossed through.
I remember I went to high school briefly before I moved to California at Afton High School, and I remember one day we stumbled on, I can't remember what the book was, but John Goodman had checked out one of the books that one of our students, ooh, you know, we were like, oh, that was pretty cool. You saw the synopsis. So anybody, I guess, could have written that in there, but it was still kind of...
Well, what would be more rare than that would be any book that I checked out to read at the library.
Oh, well. Well, we're on the road today headed to Macon, Georgia. Now, I guarantee you there's only two people listening right now probably that thought, you know what, I'd really like to head to Macon, Georgia.
I've actually been there.
Or getaway.
I've actually been there.
Macon, Georgia is a fantastic town, especially if you like music history. It is incredible how much great music came out of Macon. I'll ask you, what do you think the biggest star probably to come out of Macon, Georgia?
I'm going to say James Brown. I don't know. You guys, anything?
No, I wouldn't even have a guess.
He was somewhere.
Otis Redding. Okay. Otis Redding would have been the biggest star.
And I'll say Otis Redding.
You got it, Dan.
Dan, you are so smart. Oh, my gosh.
You're a genius.
Otis Redding died at the age of 27, really at the peak of his career. But there's an Otis Redding statue there and a lot of great history dedicated to him down there. Greg Allman of the Allman Brothers Band, we just lost him a few days ago. You can go on tour. They call it the Big House. That's where he and all the band members live, wrote a lot of their great songs, including the one Ramblin' Man, Highway 41, actually, that's mentioned in the song, runs right in front of the house.
Isn't that
there.
Where Rosie O'Donnell got her? No, that was the Pig House.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
She deserves it.
You're really missing those Rosie O'Donnell jokes, aren't you?
I love them.
Bringing those back. Little Richard was from Macon, Georgia, and if you take a walking tour of downtown, which I would highly suggest if you're headed there, it's about an hour and a half or so. There's a couple different companies that do it, and they point out really interesting things along the way. One thing that this guy, when I was there last summer, pointed out, Little Richard, and it's like, will probably surprise no one, as a kid in Macon, would go into the local department store that was downtown, and the ladies would help him pick out makeup and try to put makeup on him when he was a little kid, which is interesting because in the 50s, that was not something a little boy would get away with or do. But people loved Little Richard, even there in the Bible Belt South. And so people kind of, like, they didn't pay attention. Like, they just let it go. Like, they just turned the other way.
Not too many people could, like you said, pull it off back then. That was unacceptable.
Exactly.
And I think he made a career mistake. I would be known as Little Dick. Yeah. It would have worked better and gotten more. And now, yay, here's Little Dick. Come on, Little Dick.
I think he would have been
just more successful that way.
Well, and I won't elaborate on this point, but people are free to Google the song Tutti Frutti. Probably doesn't mean what you think it means.
No, but I think everybody's heard it. Tutti Frutti. Did you say all Rudy? Tutti Frutti, all Rudy, or something like that?
Oh, Rudy.
Just look up the meaning of Tutti Frutti. A couple quick points here, and I'll get out of here. Macon, Georgia, great for history. There's a place called the Okmulgee National Historic Site. This is where early Native Americans live. Now, to give you a little perspective, Cahokia Mounds in our region, that's about 1,000 years old. This place in Macon dates back 17,000 years, and they have what are known as earth lodges. And so it's hard to explain, but if you look it up, you'll see the picture and you go, holy cow, it's like this big bubble coming out of the ground, and you can actually go inside one of them. They've remained somehow preserved this thing after all these years, and you can see what it looks like inside. It's pretty cool. And my last point before I will leave, Macon's tourism slogan, it's called Where Soul Lives. So if you like soul food, I don't know if you're a soul food person or you like good southern cuisine. This is actually the first place where I heard the phrase meat plus three. You know what that is, Frank. I'm sure being from the South.
I don't.
Okay. All right.
We didn't use it.
So throughout the South, especially in Georgia, if you go to any restaurant down there, you go, they have meat plus three special. So it's what it sounds like. You get your meat. So it's, let's say you get chicken and you get three sides. And so that's like a standard thing throughout the South where you go, I want a meat plus three, and they'll have different dishes for you. So it's a little fun fact.
Yeah, must be a Georgia
thing. Or maybe
it's
not so fun.
Tennessee, we didn't use that.
All right. Let's see here. I am Bill Cleveland on the road and on the Big 550 KTRS.
All right. Thank you, Bill.
Okay. See ya.
I saw you start to pull up Tutti Frutti. What does he say? Tutti Frutti or Rudy? Or
yeah,
something?
I think
what
that.
Rudy. Is somebody named Rudy? Tutti Frutti, Rudy. Hey, don't you touch my booty. Well, no, he would have said, hey, well, will you touch my booty?
Tutti Frutti, Rudy.
Does anybody else think of butt is booty? I guess they do. Big old booty. Yeah. Tutti Frutti, touch my booty.
All Rudy, yeah.
All Rudy, like, oh, come on, Rudy.
Slang meaning all right.
Well, I've never heard anybody use
all
that.
Rudy?
Yeah.
Is all,
hey,
right.
We'll meet you at 7 o'clock. All Rudy.
Tutti
Nobody's
Frutti.
Ever heard that.
So, Tutti Frutti, all right. So, he's saying
it's okay
Frutti,
to be gay.
All right, yeah.
It's okay to be Tutti Frutti. Tutti Frutti, all Rudy, that's all right. That's see, we just, for the first time, translated it.
Wow.
It's okay to be gay. That's what that meant. And it certainly worked out okay for him. Although he never, did he ever really came out like he'd have to?
I know, yeah.
He look, all that makeup and stuff, yeah. So, yesterday, it might have been Jeff Carney, talking about, and I don't know how they got on the subject of these fetishes, these guys that like to wear diapers and stuff. What the heck is that all about anyway? I've never, ever understood that. How is that exciting?
The adult parties where they dress like babies and
yes,
stuff?
That's what they were talking about.
I know. Yeah. I don't.
And it's not just two or three people. It's a bunch of sick weirdos that want to wear diapers.
I know.
A man... And that's erotic somehow.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, and then they have similar parties too. Well, not similar to diapers, but the cuddle party. Have you heard of that?
Yes.
Where it's no sexual things involved. It's
wants that?
Adults coming together and either laying down next to each other and just cuddling, and then that's it.
That is the weirdest. And what hetero guy could go cuddle with somebody else's wife and not, you know,
I don't even think it's relegated just to different sex. I think it's anybody just cuddles with anybody.
No, that's even weirder. Okay. So, hey, Bob, are you cuddling with anybody? No.
You want to go cuddle?
No, Jim. Let's go over here and cuddle. Oh boy, what am I going to talk about? Bloodline, my wife and I went through all 7 episodes of the final season in 4 days.
Oh, that's it?
They didn't renew it, and that's a mistake.
No, I knew it was over, but only 7 episodes.
Mistake, and you can tell by the way the last one ended, the way it ended, it's like, I can't wait till next season. Wah, wah, there won't be a next season because they didn't renew it. Too bad. If you get a chance, there were 3 seasons, including this one of Bloodline. It's a Netflix show.
See, I had heard that they knew it was ending, so that's how they were able to wrap it up.
It's one of those bizarre endings where it could either be that's it, or there could be
back later.
Yeah, and it may come back to life in another form. Like Nashville was canceled, and they picked it up on another.
Did you like Nashville? Did you watch that?
My wife does. I didn't like it because I never bought Connie Britton as a country singer. She's not. It didn't work for me.
I tried to watch it a little bit.
But I like that little Hayden Panettiere. I'd watch it just for her.
That actor that plays Kevin is from the St. Louis area. Norbert, I think his name is. Norbert Butts.
He's fantastic.
Yeah.
Bloodline.
Because I think Jeff Carney talked to him the other day. And, he does. He's a song and dance guy, apparently. He does, like, Broadway and things like that. He doesn't look.
No.
It's the beard that he wears on that Bloodline that makes him
look. Yeah, they did a good job. Have you ever seen somebody in like a movie and then you see him at the Tony Awards doing some song and dance thing? You go, wait a minute.
Well, that happened with what's his name who plays Wolverine.
Hugh Jackman. Hugh Jackman.
Yes.
Yeah.
I would have never pegged him as
No. He's a great dad. Peter Allen. He did the Peter Allen story, and Peter Allen was a well-known gay, and Hugh Jackman played Peter Allen in this one-man thing. They said he was fantastic.
Hugh Jackman is unbelievably talented with singing and dancing.
And it shouldn't be, because he's also really handsome.
Yeah.
Say, speaking of that, today, for the first time, I met this Trevor Phillips. Trevor Phillips, KTRS News. I met him today. Nothing like what I expected. No, this guy looks like a model. He's a good-looking guy.
Well, he's
I pictured a chunky British sort of big gap between his teeth. You know, a Benny Hill-looking guy. Oh my goodness. He's.
I guess he'd take that as a compliment.
Yeah.
I don't know.
No, no.
You were fat and a buck tooth.
No, well, he sounded like he looked like Benny Hill, but that's just, you know, Trevor Phillips, KTRS News. Boy, what a.
And then he has the accent on top of it.
So. Yeah, he gets the chicks from both angles. Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
Jokes brought to you by Window World. Would you please tell Mike Evans we're going to be running a little late, because I just remembered a joke I want to tell. It takes a while to do it right.
Oh, yeah.
And it's brought to you by Window World. You don't get to be the... Oh, you know what? Listen, let me read you this email, because I almost forgot this. It's real short. I got it this morning. It says, Dear Frank, every time I hear you advertise for Window World, I think of my nephew. He works for Window World in the Rockford, Illinois area. He holds the position for top salesman in that area. And he tells me they practically sell themselves because of their quality and price. Patty. Thank you, Patty. Oh,
and Rockford, Illinois, Window World was represented at the Window
Trivia
World
Night.
Trivia Night, yes.
Well, Patty, thank you. And congratulations to your son for being top salesman. But when somebody says it sells itself, that's about the best thing you can say about a product. It's not taking anything away from her nephew's ability to sell or his salesmanship, but, buddy, it sure makes it a lot easier to sell when people want what you're selling and when the product sells itself. And as she said, Window World windows do. Window World, window for more. Oh, 15 months, same as cash, depending on your credit, if it's approved credit. WindowWorldSt.Louis.com. I saw an article, I think it was 2 days ago in USA Today, about these new burgers that they're testing in a couple of burger places. Of course, all that testing goes on like in San Francisco or something. But it's hamburgers that taste exactly like the best of the best ground beef. There's not one speck of meat in them. They're made from plants, and it says they will soon challenge existing hamburgers because they taste every bit as good as the very best hamburger. How they do that, I don't know, but it reminded me of this joke. And it's this guy who drives by a farm, and he, from the highway even, he notices that there's an odd sight. It looks weird. There's a pig, and there's something unusual about this pig. And as he gets closer, the pig has a wooden leg, a custom-made wooden leg. And that pig is running around. And so, just out of curiosity, he pulls over, and there's a guy standing there by the fence. He assumes, he says, pardon me, are you the owner? He goes, yes, I am. He said, that pig got a wooden leg? He said, he sure does. He said, well, I've never seen anything like that. Is there a story behind the wooden leg? He said, you sit down. Take a load off. I'll tell you a story, all right. About 5 years ago, a tornado come through here. It blowed everything around and picked up buildings, and it picked up a big old one of them like 50-gallon containers, throwed it up in the air, and it landed on me. It was crushing my legs. You know what saved my legs? You know what saved me from having circulation cut off, being an amputee? That pig over there. That pig come over and put a shoulder up to that barrel and pushed it off of me and saved my legs. Yeah, I said, that is some story, but what about, is that, did he lose a leg in that incident? No, I don't know, he was fine. Well, but what about the wooden leg? Why does he have a wooden leg? He said, I'll tell you another story. It's a good one. He said, that pig, excuse me, but I can hardly even talk about this because it chokes me up to think about what could have happened. There was an accident. I was on a tractor. And got on some uneven ground, and part of that ground, the low part of it, was mushy. Big rain had been through. That tractor tipped over. It tipped over and was laying on my chest. Somehow or other, that pig sensed that I was in trouble. You come over and put a shoulder against that tractor, pick that thing up so I could crawl out of there. Otherwise, I'd have had a crushed chest. I'd be dead. That is some pig. The guy said, well, it sure is. But the wooden leg, what about the wooden leg? He said, you know something else? We had about a year ago, there was an escape killer. He had got out of a prison, escaped, tucked some police officer's gun. So he is on the loose, armed and dangerous. And guess what house he decides to break into? You got it right here. My house. And about 2 in the morning, I heard a noise. I woke up, and I flip on the light, and there's a killer. There's a skate killer in my house, mean and hungry, and a gun pointing at me. Next thing I knew, he dropped that gun and put his hands up to plug his ears because that pig was like a animal burglar alarm. You ever heard them pigs squeal? That pig squealed louder than any alarm, and it was piercing his ears. And he put his hands up, and when he did, he dropped his gun. I was able to grab it, and I killed him.
Wonder what it sounded like.
Well, I ain't a pig, so I could do my best to... And the visitor said, oh, man, that hurt my ears. He goes, well, it got that burglar's attention. If it hadn't been for that, he'd have killed us and stole everything we have. He goes, that is some pig. But I still don't understand why the wooden leg. He goes, I'll tell you why. You get a pig like that, you just can't eat it all at once.
All right, let's check traffic right now. Here's Tim Weiland.
Hey, Dan, we had an incident on southbound Highway 170 between Del Mar and Ladue. It looks like they've just cleared it out of the left lane, but boy, you have a pretty big jam up here. It goes from about north of Page down through Ladue, and then things open up. Baseball traffic, rush hour, they just don't mix because westbound 40 drivers still jamming up from about 14th Street out through McCausland. You're heavy 170 through Highway 270. You've got slow pockets from the Boone Bridge all the way out through Highway 70. Now, the road work was still going on, blocking the left lane eastbound 255 between the JV Bridge and Columbia, but traffic is getting a little bit better on the Missouri side. You're slow now from Telegraph all the way over the JV Bridge. On northbound 170, it's stop and go between Natural Bridge up through Airport Road. Eastbound Highway 270 slowing McDonald through New Florissant. We have westbound 70 drivers slow past Jennings Station. Couple pockets now between Highway 270 out through Cave Springs. And this traffic report brought to you by CeCe's. Now at CeCe's, party with bacon stuffed crust and new grilled cheese stuffed crust pizza, joining the original topped with pepperoni on the unlimited buffet. Just $5 and change at CeCe's. Prices may vary. I'm Tim Weiland from the Jack Schmidt Ford Lincoln of Collinsville Traffic Center.
Firehouse Subs is proud to announce that now you can get the big taste of any of their 10 specialty subs in a new flavor-packed small size. New small subs start at just $3.99, and they're under 500 calories each. Firehouse Subs, founded by firemen.
You're listening to the Large Morning Show in the afternoon with traffic updates from the best in the business. Tim Weiland to get you home.
My job is to get you from point A to point B with the least amount of hassle and the safest way possible.
Weekday mornings, wake up to McGraw in the Morning with Kelly Jackson. You'll get the latest from ABC News, the award-winning KTRS News Department, weather from Fox 2, and the latest traffic updates from the hardest-working traffic guy in radio. Yep, you guessed it, Tim Weiland. Traffic reports when you need them. The Big 550 KTRS. Depend on it.
Brought to you by Dobbs Tire and Auto Centers, proud sponsor of the St. Louis Football Club. For the best selection and price on quality name brand tires, and for expert professional automotive service, make your first choice Dobbs. Click on gotodobbs.com for details.
Congratulations to one of the best run St. Louis companies in the region. Of course, I'm talking about R&R Sanitation Porta Potties. And when it comes right down to it, when you need a porta potty, there's really only one company to call, and that's R&R Sanitation. Whether it is a special event, a wedding, a family reunion, large events, or maybe even construction sites, did you know that most of the top construction firms in St. Louis use R&R Sanitation? Because they're the best. They're bigger. They're 40% less larger, which makes for a cleaner toilet longer. They also service in a much more frequent basis. In fact, R&R Sanitation has been so successful here in St. Louis, they are now working in Columbia, Jeff City, and Lake of the Ozarks because so many people have called for their service, they now have had to expand. So for all of your porta potty needs, call R&R Sanitation, 314-776-4000. That's 314-776-4000 or rnrportabletoilets.com. And yes, they really do want your stinking business, R&R Sanitation.
Flooring takes more abuse than any product you'll ever put into your home. To withstand that wear and tear requires a solid product and a superb installation. You get both from the contractor members of the Flooring Industry Council. Their crews of installed floor layers have 4 years of classroom and hands-on training and are required to take refresher classes throughout their careers. A great installation won't fix a cheap product, and an expensive flooring does not perform well when installed improperly. For the best selection of flooring products and an installation from the most highly trained craftsmen for a floor you'll be proud of for years to come, call the Flooring Industry Council at 314-968-3522 or visit ficstl.org to find a contractor near you. Again, that's 314-968-3522 or ficstl.org.
Hi, I'm Jerry Callahan, pharmacist and owner of six metro area Medicine Chef pharmacies. And I want to invite you to any one of the more than 25 metro area Medicine Chef pharmacies to experience what pharmacy is supposed to be. At Medicine Chef, we value your time and your health. We don't just fill your prescriptions. We help you manage your health. So if you're tired of impersonal pharmacy service and long wait times, come experience the Medicine Chef Pharmacy difference. Can't come to us? We'll deliver to you at your home or where you work.
Come visit John and Patty Zuzak at the Medicine Shop Pharmacy in Sappington, Missouri on Gravois.
I'm Justin Jemis, owner of the Medicine Shop in St. Charles. Come visit us for superior customer service, including free delivery of your prescriptions in and around St. Charles.
I'm Lynn Schmickens, pharmacist and owner of Medicine Shop in Afton. We are at the corner of McKenzie and Heggie next to Fortell's Pizza. We offer free prescription delivery in Afton, Webster, Lime, Oakville, and Melville. Come see us.
Hey, Cardinals fans. The Ritz kickoff to summer weekend is almost here. June 9th, 10th, and 11th, when the Cardinals take on the Phillies. The weekend is loaded with great giveaways, and it begins Friday with the Orlando Cepeda bobblehead, presented by AAA Missouri. Saturday is the adult all-over print shirt. Sunday is the Rawlings Kids baseball glove, a Six Flags Day, and a Family Attractions card giveaway. June 9th, 10th, and 11th. Tickets available at cardinals.com/promotions. There's only one Cardinals baseball.
Hey kids, Randall Grichuk here. On Sunday, June 11th, we take on the Philadelphia Phillies. That afternoon, it's the Kids Baseball Glove Giveaway, presented by Rawlings. All kids, 15 and younger, will take home their very own Rawlings Kids Baseball Glove. You want to feel like a pro? Now you can, with your very own glove. June 11th is also a Six Flags Day and a Family Attractions Card Giveaway. Tickets are available at cardinals.com/promotions. There's only one Cardinals Baseball.
Is your roof full of ugly, algae black stains? Just one roof restore treatment from Frederick Roofing, and you've got a clean, beautiful-looking roof for a small investment. If it has anything to do with roofing, you need to call Frederick Roofing at 645-2000. 645-2000.
Frederick Roofing, 645-2000.
What is it that's made Frederick Roofing the number one choice for more than 80,000 St. Louis roofing customers? Is it Frederick's passion for customer satisfaction? Is it Frederick's own expert, licensed, and insured crews? Is it Frederick's ability to always provide an immaculate cleanup when the job is complete? It's all of those things and more. Frederick Roofing, the smart call to make for your commercial and or residential roof.
For a hole in your roof or a whole new roof. Frederick Roofing.
Frederick Roofing, 645-2000. Frederick Roofing, 645-2000.
Hey guys, my name is Cassie Dercola, and I'm a firefighter from Atlanta, Georgia. And I'm proud to help Firehouse Subs introduce their new small subs. Same awesome subs, same awesome meats and cheeses. Now available in a flavor-packed new small size, starting at just $3.99. Each sub is under 500 calories. Big taste, small subs, starting at just $3.99. And remember, at Firehouse Subs, even a small sub can help save lives.
Firehouse Subs, founded by firemen.
Your car's in pretty good shape. If it's only 6 or 7 years old, you just commute to work every day and take the occasional road trip. Sometimes you drive around just so your dog can hang his head out the window. Your car doesn't have to be old to accumulate miles. Pennzoil High Mileage is for any vehicle with 75,000 miles or more on it. It's specially formulated to reduce oil consumption and leaks and reduce engine wear. Pennzoil High Mileage, because before you know it, you'll be on the road again. Make the switch at your local Pep Boys location and let the performance speak for itself.
Well, I hope he's not upset. We got to talk a couple little crunch. Plus, you can't tell that pig joke and do it justice if you make it too short. Mike Evans is here. He's brought to you by Annie Gunn's Restaurant in Chesterfield Valley. Next door is the Smokehouse Market. They're closed on Monday. Reservations, not only a good idea, I think you probably have to make them, at least certainly for dinner, at Annie Gunn's. Gift cards, always a good idea. They're both east of all that other stuff in Chesterfield Valley. Say hello to Mike Evans.
That's me, homie. You know who you're talking to. You're talking to your daddy. You're talking to my
That sounds good.
Damn.
What's shaking?
Old Zinfandel.
What's shaking?
Pop quiz question. 50 years ago today, Sergeant Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band was released.
You know,
50 years ago today.
That almost sounds impossible. 50 years
ago today.
Yeah, that's the kind of stuff that makes us feel real old.
Name the name of the person not on the album cover. There's about 60 people on that album cover. Name the person that's not on the album cover. John Wayne, Marlon Brando, Laurel and Hardy. W.C. Fields, answer in a minute. TV News, there's been a lot of head shaking at NBC. Is this Megyn Kelly going to make it Sunday when she interviews Putin on her show against 60 Minutes? I think it could flop.
I think so, too. She doesn't seem like the 60 Minutes fit to me.
She's going up against 60 Minutes on NBC, her own show.
Oh, yeah, good luck.
More floppage. Ratings down 30% after the first month with Kelly Ripa and Ryan Seacrest.
There you go.
Whoa. They have no chemistry at all.
I'm telling you, he's just flat.
He is. And then he starts making faces and waving his arms. It's like, what are you doing?
No, he's best at just sort of being the guy who introduces other people. And
exactly.
He's good at that.
Yeah, he is. First, it was Chris Rock, David Chappelle, Jerry Seinfeld, and now Netflix has signed Ellen DeGeneres for her own specials, a couple of comedy specials.
Okay.
Next Monday on the Investigation Discovery Channel, a great documentary, Bill Cosby, An American Scandal. I hear it's really good.
Well, where's this going to be?
Investigation Discovery Channel on Monday.
Ooh.
Love Nuggets, Kate Hudson.
Yeah.
Demi Moore.
Yeah.
Tori Wilson. Cameron Diaz.
Ooh.
Have all called or dropped emails to Jennifer Lopez.
Yeah.
Warning Jennifer about their old boyfriend, Alex Rodriguez, and what a jerk he is. Caitlyn Jenner.
No.
And Kris Jenner hate each other, and it's even going to get more ugly. Caitlyn is writing a tell-all book, and it's entitled Putting Up with the Kardashians.
Oh, that might be worth taking a look at.
Might be good. There's a commercial for Squatty Potty. You know what Squatty Potty is, don't you, homie?
I sort of do. Don't have one. Helps
you. Oh, you got to get one, homie.
Makes it easier to poop or something.
Oh, man, you blow them out like North Korean missiles.
I just know they drop that skank.
Oh, man, bam! They just shoot out of there.
They drop that skank Kathy Griffin. I know that. So I like them.
Squatty Potty, the stool that makes easier number two, actually has a commercial out now that says, if Elvis had a Squatty Potty, he'd still be alive.
Yeah, there are going to be a lot of people that won't like that.
I don't know. Just when you thought California couldn't be more hideous, a proposed new law would make it illegal for bounty hunters to bring in felons who skip bail. I got a call from my old buddy Dog the Bounty Hunter yesterday. And he's working on trying to get this out and trying to get this law from passing in September. You know, the bounty hunter would be arrested, but the felon would get to go free.
Wow.
Will Smith spoiled brat's son, Jade, and has been banned from all Four Seasons hotels after his bad behavior at the Toronto property. New York Post headline, Tiger Woods had no alcohol in his system when arrested. However,
and there's always a however in life.
And with that, I'll say finally.
No.
He did have drugs in his system. He was loaded on drugs, and above the mugshot of Tiger, the New York Post headline screamed, Stoney the Tiger.
Oh, that's a good one.
I like it.
And who is not on the cover of the Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Heart Club Band? John Wayne, Marlon Brando, Laurel, and Hardy, W.C. Fields.
I'll go Brando.
That's who I'll say, Brando.
I'm going to also say Brando, but I have inside information. Brando.
Hmm. The answer, they're all on except John Wayne.
Mm-hmm. Wow. I did. I'll tell you,
I've interviewed murderers, senators, presidents, stars, and my most proud interview I ever did was interviewing John Wayne on his boat, The Wild Goose, for the New York Post. And I know Frank's heard this story, but when I interviewed him, they sent a photographer. We went on The Wild Goose. About 20 minutes into the one-hour interview, John Wayne asked the photographer to leave, and we're sitting there on this boat talking. This is 6 months before he died. And John Wayne said to me, would you like a peanut butter and jelly sandwich?
Oh. Well, you could tell he was dying because he didn't even sound like himself.
Yeah. Very
sick. See, you know, that's such a great story. And you ruined it.
We ruined it.
That, you know, cheap.
Yes, we did.
Just cheap, ridiculous little goofy comment.
We did. We did ruin it.
We just runt it for you.
Yeah, we
did. You hear about when the Dalai Lama came to the United States for the first time?
Mm-mm.
Tell us.
Well, I came to...
it's a real story? We don't have time. We're way out of time.
No, it's real quick.
Save it. Okay.
He came to the United States for the first time. He came to Los Angeles. He went to Pink's, the famous hot dog place where there's always hundreds of people. Didn't know what it was. He walked up. When he finally got to the very front of the line, he walked up, looked at the guys. Guys, can I help you? Dalai Lama lifted up his hands, and he says, make me one with everything.
See, that's a joke. It's 100 years old.
Oh, my.
I make me one with everything.
Edit that out.
Hello?
Goodbye.
Hello, make me one with everything.
Yeah. Out of time.
Deep.
Yeah.
Brother.
Mike Evans. Pretending like he interviewed John. I interviewed Marlon Brando the day before he died. I wish we had more time because that's why I deliberately gave the wrong answer. But I sort of excluded myself. Mike Evans brought to you by Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market next door. You can tell we're on time because I'm rushing down in Chesterfield Valley, where seems like lots of good stuff goes. First Community, Amini's, Annie Gunn's. In the sort of the heart of all that, with a copper dome, stands Amini's. I would like for you to go do two things for me. Go to their website, Amini's, AMINIS.com, and better yet, go into Amini's. I was in the parking lot today. Drove through because I wanted to make sure that it wasn't empty, and it wasn't empty. It's a big parking lot. There were plenty of people there. I'd also like to think that half of them were AM and the PM, and that all of those people made it known when they went into Amini's that they were AM and the PM. They appreciate it. We really appreciate it. And if you haven't gone, please do. Go into Amini's. Take everybody in your family because they will all love it. From the most beautiful handmade and machine-made rugs in the world to the greatest patio furniture made in the world, to other furniture that's the best of the best, to fun stuff like shuffleboard and jukeboxes and pinball and all that stuff. Amini's, A-M-I-N-I-S, Amini's.com.
Time for a final check on traffic. Here's Tim Weiland.
Got a vehicle fire. It's out now, but it's blocking, only the right lane is getting through. On eastbound Highway 270 east of McDonald, traffic is backing up to Highway 370. Once again, only the right lane getting through. Southbound 270 looks a lot better. You're just a little bit slow now from Doherty Ferry to south of Highway 44. Westbound 44 still stacking up Kings Highway through Shrewsbury in the work zone. Eastbound 44 heavy Jefferson up through Highway 55. You have really heavy traffic over the Museo Veterans Bridge from the Missouri side all the way over through the 55-64 split. It looks like we still have the traffic that's starting to slow a little bit east of Telegraph now on eastbound 255 over the JB Bridge. This traffic report is brought to you by CC's. Now it's CC's. Party with bacon stuffed crust and new grilled cheese stuffed crust pizza, joining the original topped with pepperoni on the unlimited buffet. Just five and change at CC's. Prices may vary. CC's. I'm Tim Weiland from the Jack Smith Ford Lincoln of Collinsville Traffic Center.
next time on McGraw in the Morning with Kelly Jackson.
Hi, everybody. McGraw in Millhaven here.
I'm Kelly Jackson. Friday morning on the McGraw Show, Jay Kanzler's in for McGraw, and we'll have tech news with Larry, weekend movie reviews from ABC, and pro golfer Jay Delsing. It's all starting at 6 a.m. on the Big 550, KTRS.
Stop by Lowe's for Miracle-Gro Garden Soil. Now 2 for $12. All projects have a starting point. Start with Lowe's. Offer valid May 31st through June 5th. While supplies last. U.S. only. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Do you have an IRA or 401k? Learn how you could avoid triggering an avalanche of taxes and fees when you withdraw money in retirement on America's Wealth Management Show this Saturday afternoon at 1 right here on 550 KTRS.
How's that kitchen remodel coming along?
I haven't found a reliable contractor and have no idea where to start.
What about HomeAdvisor?
Home what?
HomeAdvisor. They match you to pre-screened and top-rated pros for any kind of home project. You can even check pricing and book appointments online.
What's the catch?
No catch. HomeAdvisor is completely free to use.
Really? I'll check it out. Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app. HomeAdvisor.
When smart businesses need to grow their team, they do it on the site proven to deliver, Indeed.com. According to an independent study, Indeed delivers 5 times more hires than any other job site, more hires than the rest combined. And right now we're giving new users a $50 credit to post a sponsored job, boosting your listing and relevant search results. Claim your $50 credit at Indeed.com/credit. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
In your car. On your way home, need to know what's happening? This is a simulcast of Fox 2 News at 6 on the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis.
You can count on. This is Fox 2 News at 6.
A major police presence after gunfire rings out in a North St. Louis neighborhood, killing 2 people and injuring 2 others, including a child.
Pool season is here, and so is theft season. Talk about a target-rich environment. Be warned.
A 15-year-old boy is killed and his 12-year-old sister injured after the ATV they were riding in crashed on this rural road in Macoupin County, ejecting them. What we're learning about the victims and the accident.
A 10-year-old girl creating a big buzz in West County. The word she spelled correctly to land in tonight's National Spelling Bee Finals.
But first on Fox 2 News at 6, we're following some breaking news tonight out of North St. Louis, where 2 people have been shot to death, and a woman and a 7-year-old girl also shot are fighting for their lives. Good evening. I'm Rafer Weigel.
I'm Shirley Washington in for Sandy Miller. Fox 2's Rocky Madden joins us.